It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe that January has come and gone. We had a little snow on Wednesday morning, affected a little bit of the commute into Northeast Delta Dental, but all of my wonderful, super-duper employee colleagues made it in right on time. The parking lot was a little slippery, and we'll be talking to Joe Casper about that, who's one of my guests. No, actually it wasn't. It was quite nicely done. And of course, this weekend we have the Super Bowl Sunday night. One of the things I have found on Super Bowl Sunday is that it's a great day to ski because for whatever reason, even though the game's at 6:30 and you can get a full day of skiing in and still go and watch Super Bowl on time, a lot of people hang out at home on Super Bowl Sunday. We're not, though, because we also have a road race at Northeast Delta Dental. So if you're listening to this show on Sunday the 3rd at 7 a.m., there's still plenty of time to go down and see Joe and me at Northeast Delta Dental, 2 Delta, for an 11 a.m. start, the Super Bowl 4th on the 4 race, it's so-called. So with me this weekend, this February 2nd and 3rd, again, 9 o'clock on February 2nd, if you're listening to this then, is Giselle Rodriguez, one of my great employee colleagues who works in the professional relations provider services area at Northeast Delta Dental, and also Joe Casper. Everybody knows Joe. Joe is the chair of the Concord Area Chamber working with Tim Sink, and has done a number of other external things for the community, both here in Concord and elsewhere. And he's also responsible for the pristine condition of our two buildings, 1 and 2 Delta, as well as he's now taken the lead for the last 3 years for the Capital Year Race Series. But another thing, Joe, that you and Giselle do is Toastmasters. So I'll turn it over to you, but why don't you feel free to facilitate and engage Giselle as needed. Tell us, to level set the audience, what is Toastmasters?
Well, first of all, Tom, thanks for having us on the air with you this weekend. You know, Toastmasters is one of America's best-kept secrets. Man's number one fear is public speaking.
And woman's.
And woman's. And thank you for correcting that. The thing with Toastmasters is that it's not just being able to speak in public, but it also teaches you leadership skills. It's the only organization that I know of that exists solely for its members. Other organizations, fraternals, civic organizations, they're all there to help either the membership but also to help the community. Toastmasters is there to help the members of Toastmasters be more effective as leaders and be better at communicating to the world via public speaking, via the internet, being able to shape your thoughts. And we use so many of these common things that we don't think about. For instance, the majority of you who are out there in the marketplace working, you're attending meetings, or even if you're retired, you're involved perhaps in some different organization, maybe a church organization, you're asked your opinion. So you stand up and or you give your opinion. How do you formulate those ideas? Toastmasters helps you with that. And with me today is Giselle Rodriguez. She's our treasurer here at Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters. Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters is one of five different clubs within the greater Concord area. And what's nice about Concord is that you can have Toastmasters morning, noon, and night. Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters meets at from 12 to 1 on Fridays, right at Northeast Delta Dental at 2 Delta Drive up on the second floor.
Same location as the race.
Same location as the race on Sunday if you're listening Sunday morning. So it's nice, easy place to get to, plenty of good parking. It's a one-hour format. So if you have a lunch period and you say, geez, I want to have some lunch, and how am I going to do two at once? Bring your lunch along with you. We don't care if you have lunch. It's that you're there, you're participating, and there are all kinds of different roles and things that you can do during the meeting so you're not just having to give a formal speech all the time.
Now, Giselle, you've been involved, and of course I've seen you involved, and I've seen your professional growth. Your presentations now at the All Colleagues meeting are outstanding and all your work. Plus, as an aside, people should know that Giselle is a certified Baldrige examiner through the Granite State Quality Council. And let me be the first to tell you, Giselle, we're rebranding the Granite State Quality Council to Excellence North Alliance. So, but it's basically your Baldrige training. So So Giselle understands the importance of professional development. And before I turn it over to Giselle, I do want to just pile on to a point that Joe made. When I was finishing up my leadership book a few years ago with Dave Cowens, one of the resources I used was a lot of the leadership thoughts and resources that are provided by Toastmasters. So you're right on target about, in addition to training on how to make presentations on leadership skills. And the other thing, by the way, no matter how smart you are, and I know a lot of people can work at their computers, I always say to folks, newer employees, it's, yes, it's what you know, but it's how you express yourself. And so Toastmasters becomes that much more important. So let's turn the mic over to Giselle and tell us how you got involved and your experience.
Well, thank you, Tom and Joe. I got involved with Toastmasters about 2 years ago. And the best thing about this program is it's everything is at your own pace. And what you want to practice, you can. And my focus back then was impromptu speaking. I had a slight problem, which I found it challenging when I went to meetings. I started working before at a small office. And then when I came to Northeast Delta Dental, I found myself involved in a lot of meetings and a little shy in speaking my opinions or giving any thoughts that I wanted to be involved in the meetings. And I missed a lot of opportunities that way. When I was presented to Toastmasters, my first focus was the impromptu speaking because I realized my most challenging part was listening to a topic, analyzing, and speaking all at the same time. And I started challenging myself with impromptu speaking. And it basically gives you 2 minutes to answer a question. You have 2 minutes, and within those 2 minutes, you have to make sure you get to the point and you speak what your opinion is. And within these 2 years, that's what I've been practicing. I've also done speeches at my own space, pace, I'm sorry. And I find it that everybody in that room is there to help you. Nobody's giving you any type of criticism that's going to make you feel bad about yourself. You're satisfied with what you're giving and how you want to improve, you start making note of. And that's how I've been working during the past 2 years with Toastmasters.
All right, let's put this into action. So do a 2 minute on why join.
The reason why I join is there are a lot of opportunities that you get in a lifetime, let's say. And sometimes you have that opportunity for an elevated speech. Mm-hmm. And so then you have that one time that you need to express your opinion. And just because if you don't put it into practice, you might miss that opportunity. And you're going to be hitting yourself over the head for a very long time because you could have, should have, would have said so many things if you would have been at better practice. And that's why I always express the importance of putting this to practice, joining Toastmasters, because it's really done a lot for me.
Well put on that impromptu stuff. And that's really the, as you know, my first book was There Are New Do-Overs, which was really sort of symbolic of you don't have a second chance for a first impression. Yes. And I know a lot of us through our life, have done what you suggested, which is, oh my God, I wish I had said this. And so you can actually train, I always say, luck is the intersection of being, taking advantage of an opportunity by being prepared. So when you're put on the spot at a team meeting, and of course with corporate these days, someone like Giselle could be facilitating a meeting with the vice presidents in the room, but she's in charge of the meeting. And so that type of training and when to strategically say your input all comes into play. So, Joe, thank you, Giselle. That was awesome. So, Joe, let's get back to you for a second. So what's the cost and what's the time commitment? And then how can people, whether it's the Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters or one of the other ones that you referenced, how do they engage it?
If you're interested about Toastmasters, all you have to do is go on to toastmasters.org, and it's the international website, and you can drill down into New Hampshire and find that there are five different clubs within the Concord area that you could attend any meeting. And You don't have to sign up. You don't have to join the first meeting. I highly recommend that you go visit different clubs. Each one is a little bit of a different flavor. How they run the meeting, we happen to have a one-hour format because we try to fit it in during lunchtime at Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters. But Concord Toastmasters is a 7 a.m. Friday morning meeting, and you get a chance to be with 40 or 50 of your fellow friends on Toastmasters. They're all wide-eyed. They must have this shot of caffeine ahead of time because I've been into those meetings bright and early in the morning. Or if you find that it's easier for you to have an evening meeting, Capital Toastmasters on Monday nights has an evening meeting, but you can see all of that at toastmasters.org. It costs, I'll give you an example as to what the cost is in Toastmasters. It's an organization that's like any club. It has officers. It has dues. At Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters, our annual dues are $110 a year. So it's two $55 payments semi-annually. And then you can do certain things. For instance, at Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters, we have a roll card, and it lists all the different roles that occur during a meeting. And if you sign up and you fill out these roll cards and you fill out three of them, that's a $25 deduction that you can get on your due. So it really doesn't cost you that much. And it's a great opportunity. You get a chance to meet some new people. They're all, as Giselle said, they're all there to help. So whether you're brand new or whether perhaps you've been speaking out in the marketplace for a while, you can always learn new things within the organization.
I think that's so true. I mean, a lot of us do a lot of public speaking. Some of us don't. But you can always learn new tidbits, if you will. And having sat through a couple of the ones at Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters, I can tell you, reinforce what Giselle said, is that the feedback is given in a receptive way so nobody feels anxious, and it's all done in with a good heart and in the spirit of Kaizen or continuous improvement. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio this weekend, February 2nd and 3rd. And again, for my running friends, just as a reminder, there's an 11 a.m. start on Sunday, February 3rd. So whether you're listening to this on Saturday the 2nd or early morning on Sunday the 3rd, you can come down to Northeast Delta Dental's 2 Delta campus. There's an 11 a.m. start, a race put on by Perry Segros, who is a professor and cross-country coach at NHGI, and the funds there go to raise money for scholarships. And Joe Casper, who's with me this weekend with Giselle Rodriguez, will be emceeing the event, and he assures me that the building will be spiffy and ready to handle the race. So on that point, before we get back to Toastmasters, let's talk a little bit about the Capital Race Series, and then I'd like you to get back to Toastmasters and talk about the rebranding, and then I'm going to ask Giselle to remind the listening audience as to why she joined and what was in it, you know, for her. So start with the Capillary Race Series, Joe.
Capillary Race Series is up and running for 2019. Registration is currently open. We've kept our format of the same 8 races. Our first race starts on Saturday, March 23rd. It's not that far away, folks. And that's the Gilmington 5K Road Race at 10 o'clock. We have the same suite of races. So if you don't know about CARS, CARS is a series of 8 races that starts at the end of March and goes through the end of July, and they're spaced out throughout that period of time. There's something in there for everybody. There are 6 of the races that are 5K races, which are great family races because it's only 3.1 miles. And then you've got a couple of challenging races. One's the Capital City Classic 10K that happens during Market Days weekend. That's June 22nd. And then right behind that is the Bill Luty 5-miler over at Memorial Field on Saturday, July 20th. And there's a series of races in between there. So the neat thing about this is it's a family event. You can come out, go to the race. Most of these races start either at 9 or 10 in the morning. We do have one evening race, and that's the NHTI Delta Dental 5K that's on Friday night, April 19th, and that starts at 6 o'clock on the NHTI campus. But almost all the other ones are first thing in the morning, so you can go race and still have the whole day to do other things.
And let me echo 2 things, you know, that Joe said. One, it's becoming a family event. Now, if you're an elite runner, the categories are still there. There's prize money. There's team categories now. There's age-graded categories. So if you're a serious elite runner, this series is still for you. But we've really enlarged it. So there are many of them have the walk components, and I see more and more families attending. And as Joe said, you can go in the morning, and then you're home, you know, by noon, and you still have the rest of the day. So I'm hoping that we can get more people to register. Just go on RunCarsNH, all one word, RunCarsNH.com. And there is, Joe, just as a reminder, there is one 8 a.m. start, and that's Saturday, June 22nd, the Capital City Classic 10K, because it's market days,
correct? Market days, correct.
And so you've gotten the police and the city on board to get an 8 o'clock start. And that's pretty awesome because you're actually, you know, running. You start right across from the State House, and it's just really cool. So, Joe, thank you for for handling the Capital Race Series. And again, it's a great combination for recreational runners, family runners, and elite runners.
We've got something new, by the way, that we want to let you know about, because inevitably when we get these surveys back, because we survey all the participants, we like to hear your thoughts, and they always say, give us something new. Well, we're giving you something new this year. It's team competition. We've got the 43 North Cup. We've got $1,000 in prize money that we're going to divvy up. And all the rules, you have to have a minimum of 3 people participate on a team. But we've already got 11 teams signed up. And here it is, you know, beginning part of February.
I commend you for looking at the surveys. That's one of the things we do at Delta Dental as well, is always trying to continuously improve. And that's, by the way, getting back to Toastmaster, what that's all about. And, yeah, there's some pretty terrific teams out there. Tom Walton's got what appears to be a pretty dominant team, so we'll see if any team can beat Tom's team. And, of course, Tom works with us at Northeast Delta Dental as our wellness trainer. So back to Toastmasters. So we were talking during the break that Toastmasters is going through a rebranding. So tell us about that, and then I'm going to once again put my pal and great colleague Giselle on the spot. So,
well, Tom... Toastmasters, like all organizations, have to reinvent themselves in order to stay current, and they have. Over the past few years, what they've come up with is a new process within Toastmasters, and it's called Pathways, and it's a whole new learning experience. There are 5 different core competencies, from public speaking to interpersonal communication to strategic leadership, management, and confidence. And what you do is you go on to Toastmasters.org, and you take a little quiz. And it asks you a number of different questions. And based upon your response, it says, here's where you would be most effective, whether it be strategic leadership, or maybe it's just public speaking. And then there are 10 different paths within inside those core competencies, from leadership and coaching and planning. And each of those uses certain different part of the core competencies. It's online, which is where we are in the 21st century. And it's a whole new way of being a Toastmaster. It focuses you in on what it is that you like to do. And I know Giselle has been involved with Pathways since she's a relatively new member and has been going down the Pathways process.
All right. So Giselle, tell us your experience with Pathways.
The best part is that it's online. It's right at your fingertips. And you get to choose what you want to work on. Last week, I started again through Pathways, and I did my second icebreaker, and I liked how everything was broken down in a way I could understand it even more than what I did on the last program that we had.
Wow, and you did that from home, from your home computer?
Yes. Nice. You do it at your, again, from your home computer, from your phone. You could do it, you could print it out for those who like things in paper form. And it's so much easier.
So it really, as you said, Joe, gives you, in effect, a pathway to a pathway. And, of course,
it does.
Like anything else, though, we need that balance between, you know, electronics and actually the human touch. And so that's what, when you actually go to the meeting, the club meeting, you're actually making the presentation and you're using your skills that you've learned and you see it in action.
And the other thing, too, Tom, is the fact that it gives you choices. The old program that we had, you got a manual. There were 10 speeches in it. You could create your own speech, but you had to use the framework there. And this gives you just what it is, different paths. So if you're looking to focus in one particular area, this will guide you down that path so you can become more effective in that area.
So, and Giselle and Joe, you've heard me say this many times at our all-employee meetings, which we call all-colleagues meeting, that I love when people professionally develop or use tuition reimbursement program, go to Toastmasters. So if you were to put in a nutshell, Giselle, what this has meant to your career by participating, and Toastmasters. You explained earlier how it's made you more more effective inputter at meetings because you know when to jump in and not bashful about it and be strategic with your input. But what are, if you were trying to convince, you know, five Northeast Delta Dental colleagues and five employees from ABC Company to come to Toastmasters, what would you say?
I would say that this has not only helped me professionally, it has also helped me in my personal life. I have the self-confidence in myself to be able to have any type of conversation and be satisfied with my response to that conversation. I've known the topic. I've known what the topics has been in the past. However, I had a problem and it was challenging for me to express it. And with Toastmasters, I've been able to get to the point and pat myself in the back and say, right on, I got this. So self-confidence is the most quality that mm-hmm. I've learned.
And that's awesome. And I've seen that in action. And I can also, you know, tell all my colleagues out there, I mean, using these skills, when you're a member of a board, for example, I'm on several boards, and there's usually, you know, 10 to 15 or more people on a board. So not everybody can jump in at all times, but knowing when to strategically jump in when there's 15 people in the meeting, when not to be redundant, how to pick your spots. I mean, that's so important, and so much these days are done in committee meetings and board meetings that you have to be able to navigate yourself. If you're not the chair of that particular committee or board, you have to be as a member of that committee, how to navigate your input. And you've done a great job on that. So, Joe, let's get back to contact information, because I'm sure when this program runs and people hear it, you know, and they're thinking about it. And it, by the way, if there's some nuances that you've picked up, you can go to the Northeast Delta Dental website. There's a radio section and you'll hear Giselle and Joe. You can hear them on podcasts, but let's get all the contact and other information out there so people we can maybe see more people start attending.
Sure. A couple of ways. Number one is show up. We meet on Fridays from 12 to 1 at 2 Delta Drive up on the second floor. Just come on down, and we'd love to have you just sit and observe a meeting, because that's where you put your questions together and we're there to help answer those questions for you. If you want to find out more about Toastmasters, like I said, go on to Toastmasters.org. If you drill down to Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters, you'll find my name and my phone number at 223-1287. And you can give me a call. I'd be more than happy to chat with you about Toastmasters, answer your questions, hopefully get you to come to a meeting, because that's where you really see how the program works.
And again, the cost and time commitment. So you can go as a trial and not paid.
Right. It's free. You can come to as many meetings as you like until you find a, you know, if you're really interested in Toastmasters, you want to find a club that suits you. And you can visit all the clubs. There's no charge to visit any clubs as many times as you like. Once you do sign up, then that's, of course, when, you know, the cost comes in.
And it's minimal, the $255 checks.
Sure.
Again, the website?
Website is Toastmasters.org. It's that easy.
Perfect. And then the website for the Capoeira Race Series is runcarsnh.com. Mm-hmm. Well, Giselle and Joe, you've made your case. So glad that both of you continue to take a leadership role in Toastmasters, and that is evident in when I see you at the Northeast Delta Dental All Colleagues meeting. So thank you both.
Great. Thanks for having us on the air.
And go Pats. Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.